There's another prophetic voice who speaks loud and clear to us every Advent, John the Baptist. He appears in Holy Scripture as a type of wild figure. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. Theologian John Shea, in his book Starlight, calls John the Baptist the man who was a lamp.
Legend says, the Cave of Christmas, where the Child of Light burns in the darkness, is hidden in the center of the earth. To find it, you must journey, and, wayfarer, you need a guide. His name is John, a man who was a lamp. At least that is what Jesus said. A burning and shining lamp. The implication is clear. The lamp is a torch through the darkness to find the light of the world.
But John is not easy to follow. He is opposite of the sought-after child in every way. The child is round. This one has edges. The child nurses on virgin's milk. This one crunches locusts. The child is wrapped in swaddling clothes. This one is rubbed raw by camel hair. Yet they know each other, even exchange smiles.
John was the voice in the wilderness who taught Jesus to hear the voice from the sky. John would push sinners beneath the water, and Jesus would resurrect them on the waves. John was the fast who prepared for Jesus the feast.
No man ever less a shepherd than John, yet loved by one. John expected an axe to the root of the tree. Instead, he found a gardener hoeing around it. He dreamt of a man with a winnowing fan and a fire, and along came a single seed scatterer.
The Cave of Christmas is hidden in the center of the earth. You will need a lamp for the journey. A man named John is a step ahead of you. His torch sweeps the ground so that you do not stumble. He brings you, at your own pace, to the entrance of the cave.
In Scripture, we hear that John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In Hebrew, the word repent means to turn. This Advent is an invitation for all of us to turn toward the light of Christ.
Faithful love and truth will embrace. justice will come face to face. God's truth shall water the earth like a spring, while justice will bend down and sing. Let me taste your mercy.
Our Advent journey continues now. This part of our journey leads us to stillness, the spiritual practice of shutting down the noise that surrounds us, finding a quiet place, and simply being still. Writer Barbara Mahaney will lead us on this part of our Advent journey. So be quiet now and be still. Listen.
Imagine a woods. Imagine a night black as ink poured from a bottle. Imagine a cottage tucked under the fir trees, its floors sawn from the sweet piney thicket. Wide planks, not too rough, not so smooth to the skin on your bare naked feet. Imagine a table and maybe two chairs. Imagine a candle. Kindle it, please. See the flicker of light from there on the head of the matchstick, where spark leaps to flame tongue and catches the wick of the bee-bundled wax. Imagine a window, a rectangle divided in squares, a paned window. Imagine now you are out in the woods. You are some distance off, down a path that meanders and crosses a brook. You've been out walking too long now, lost track of the hour. The sunlight is gone, slipped from the sky, and the wind all around you is starting to howl. The chill in the air is starting to hurt. Your cheeks are like cushions, poked through with pins. You come around the bend. There, through the branches of fir trees, over the bridge that crosses the brook, you make out a window of light. There is a glow, and it's golden. And no matter how certain you are, it's merely your head playing wintry tricks. It won't seem to blur, won't go away. It glows and it glows. You trudge on. You come closer and closer, and still it is glowing. You see that the light spills out through the glass onto the floor of the forest below. You can make out the needles of pine. You march toward the light. You come down the path, push open the door. And there is the warm, piney room. There is the table. And there's the chair. and the light flickering. There on the table, someone has left a steaming hot bowl. It's a soup, the one that you dreamed of there in the dark of the woods. And there is a fat loaf of bread, torn in two chunks, the steam still rising in furls. A spoon and a napkin are set. You look around. You behold your very good fortune. You dig in. That's what it's like to believe and to practice the blessing of Advent. Here in the days when the darkness comes early, lasts longer, settles in, sinks deep in our marrow. In the days when the madness threatens to block out the magic, even the miracle. Psst! We're here in the first place because we believe in the story of birth in the straw of a barn. We are here because we are a people who say yes. Yes, God comes as a babe to a virgin. Yes, God comes to the place where the donkey wheezes, the geese honk, and the cows murmur quite low. If God can come there, in the filth of the manger, God can come too in the bright lights and digital noise of the modern-day mall. God even can knock at the door of our inn, can hear the sound of our heels too busy to come let him in. Oh, my Lord, we've got boxes to wrap and parties to go to and cookies to bake by the dozen. How in the world can I answer the door? And who's bothering me anyway? Don't they know that it's late? It's December, and where are their manners? Good thing, God has very thick skin. Good thing, God is willing to wait. Wait till you come to your senses. Wait till you remember how wretched you felt as a child, hearing that story, hearing how no one had room. In after in, the poor travelers kept trying, kept knocking, kept shuffling away, turned down, time after time. Finally, they shoved aside straw, birthed the Savior, birthed a babe who let out a soft, tender cry, who broke open the night with only a whimper, perhaps, who woke up the world, decidedly so, who cooed and delighted the barn and the chorus of critters, the geese and the cow and the donkey, maybe even a mouse, and a spider keeping watch from its web. We can make room at the inn now. We can take hold of that story. We can shove aside all of the madness, just as Mary and Joseph shoved aside dried bits of hay. We can give birth to the Advent, the waiting, the preparing a room in our heart. We can, if we choose to, block out the madness, make way for miracle, for birth in a barn in the middle of inky black night. We can, if we choose to, close the door to the world and open it up to the heavens. It's as close as we let it seep in. We too can shatter the night. We can kindle a flame. We can be the window that glows in the woods. All it takes is a yearning there in your heart. Be hungry. Be still. Be blessed. Be Advent. Be bigger than all of the madness. Say no. No, I cannot be what you want. No, I cannot do all you ask. No, I will not. I am hungry for something that's filling. I am hungry for December lost. I am, like the traveler alone in the blustery woods, trudging in search of the light in the window. Say yes to the practice of Advent. Bar the door, still the noise. Gather a table and maybe two chairs. Gather a candle. Now light it. Be the glow in the woods. Breathe in the spark and the flame of the season. Be the beacon. Breathe God. Make room in your heart, in your world, for the end of the story you wished for so long, long ago. Make room in your inn for the coming of Jesus. Be Advent.
In the words we say at Mass this Advent, we pray. All-powerful, loving God, we are searching for the light of your word. Increase our longing for Christ our Savior, and give us the strength to grow in love, that the dawn of his coming may find us rejoicing in his presence and welcoming the light of his truth. We pray this through Jesus the Lord. Amen. The flame, then, is ours. The match has been struck. The candle awaits. There is darkness. We can, if we choose to, be the beacon. Advent, the journey, invites the kindling of the light that is Christmas.
How can And on that day is followed by the sleeping night. How can you know the way if you don't have the light? How can you walk alone if darkness is surrounding you? How can you know God's name if you don't fan the flame? How can the world survive if we don't quench that thirsting heart? How can we stay alive if we cannot forgive? How can the children learn if they are never kissed by love? How can we know God's name if we don't fan the flame?
Sing your name, Father, flame.